What's up, guys? Jamie Grizz here. Welcome to Late Nights. The thing that I'm struggling with right now is, like, do I re-record that? No, I don't feel like it. Do I explain myself? I don't really feel like it. I don't need to. If you don't know at this point, like, that by listening to this podcast, you are just welcoming yourself into the Inconsistent Hot Mess Express, then welcome. I'm glad that you now know. I upload every Saturday sometime, and and I'm happy to be here. This past Tuesday was the release of my brand new book called Finding Quiet. An ironic title of sorts, if you will. Actually, let me think through this really quick. I actually think that the audio of, I think that this weekend, the podcast is going to be, wait, guys, I'm not editing this. No. Okay. I was going to upload this on October 17th. And then I was talking through it. I was like, wait, the audio for October 17th needs to be the audio from my live stream on Instagram on October 13th. So that was last week's. So happy October 24th, everyone. Man, I bet there are, like, people that didn't hear that at all. So, like, congrats. But the people that are listening to it, I just hope that you guys will tweet me or comment me on Instagram and just be like, we're with you, man. Like, we got you. You're not alone. And just, you know, support the craziness. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. From Team Single to Wait It Out, this podcast has had many names, but the heart remains. I rant and give my thoughts and advice on pop culture, wellness, dating, and relationships with sarcasm and sincerity. I hope you like it, maybe even love it, and consider subscribing and sharing if you do. Okay, guys, we're going to do some questions. I love when you guys DM me these. This is not like a pool to be like, look, support Jamie Grace. Like, that's not what this is. But if you do want to support what I'm doing here, you can always hit me up on patreon.com/Jamie Grace. And that is actually, like, the best way to DM me. I don't want it to sound like I'm being like, oh, you have to, you know, be a monthly patron to, you know, contact me. I'm not trying to say that at all. It's just that it's a very intimate community, so I am able to see messages there a lot faster and respond there within, like, days as opposed to weeks or months. And then also, you can hit me up on Twitter, total freebie. I feel like Twitter is this lost art form for some young millennials, not all, but you can always hit me up on Twitter. And then Instagram DMs as well. And again, I haven't done this in a while, where I take your DMs, kind of advice and stuff like that, and just share my thoughts and perspective. And so I want you guys to be able to send me messages the best way that you can, if you'd like to. And I want to be able to see them a little bit faster. So I'm just trying to make sure that we're updating the ways of communication. Guys, let's jump into it. We're going to talk about boys. Today, because a young lady sent me this DM. She says, hi, I was hoping that you could give me some advice. My best friend and I like the same boy. That boy likes her back, and neither of them know that I like him. The whole summer, they've been texting and spending time together with me as well, and I was beginning to feel like a third wheel. One day towards the end of summer, he told my friend that he didn't like her anymore. I was with my friend when she got the text. I felt like dancing because it meant that maybe one day he would like me, but I didn't dance. That's a good job. I just tried to comfort my friend and keep myself from smiling. The next day when we saw him at church, she ignored it, but I didn't see any reason that I should have to ignore him as well. We talked for a little bit while she made excuses of having other things to do. I let it slip that she had been crying the night before and that he meant a lot to her. Later that day, he texted her saying that he still liked her and he just didn't know how to like her. Y'all, this is messy. I felt like I've been given false hope and I haven't been able to truly smile since. He hasn't texted her a lot since that day, but he has been texting me a lot. I can't help but feel like I guilted him into saying he still liked her. If he doesn't still like her, da, 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 da. We're going to zoom through this a little bit. It ends by saying, like, how do I get over him and just be happy for them? I feel like I can't tell my friend, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the thing. So y'all know I like to snoop, respectfully. Y'all send me a DM with that much information, I'm going to check your Insta out. So this person is, this young lady is presumably the 17, 18 year old range, right? But y'all would be, actually, maybe you wouldn't be surprised. how often this kind of message and this kind of topic comes up in women in their 20s and their 30s, middle school and stuff too. But y'all know how I feel about, you know, minors making adult decisions and me as an adult being a part of that. That just feels unethical, illegal. So we're talking young adults, right? And we're talking 20s and 30s. What do you do when you are catching the feels for the same guy that one of your friends is? So first and foremost, actually, there's no first and foremost. There are so many different things in my head right now, and I'm just going to spit them all out. Just going to let you guys know what's up, right? It is just flat out messy to be interested in a guy that is not unattached or that is in any way attached, right? It's just messy. Whether he is trying to get over an ex, whether he is interested in some girl that you don't even know who she is, whether it's somebody named Heather, I don't care who it is. I don't care what you've done. As long as you love me, no. If they are attached and you're catching feels, that is called messy. Is messy always bad? No. I mean, like I said at the beginning of this, the Hot Mess Express, that is this podcast. But we're not going to go pursue mess. If we find ourselves in mess, then we say, Lord, how do you deliver me out of this? But we don't go giggling and smiling over somebody's Insta that is attached. You find out he's dating someone, you get off his page. You unfollow him if necessary. You detach yourself from someone who is attached, whether they are married or just crushing on somebody else. The reason why I'm a bit strict about that is because I think that we don't give, it just got like kind of quiet in our house because the air like did the whole thing where it turns off and the baby's asleep. So I don't want to be like hollering. And she's like, Mama, what is dating? And I'm like, go to sleep. You don't need to know about this till you're 40. But the thing is that we don't give enough credit to our scrolling. We don't give enough credit to our seemingly harmless thoughts and actions of like smiling at someone or, you know, when it, you know what I mean? Like we act like it's like, oh, well, I just kind of like him a little bit. Like, no, like, bruh, like just we got to calm down, bruh. It's not healthy to allow ourselves to form these attachments to people that are already attached emotionally elsewhere, elsewise, otherwise. So that's one thing that I want to say. Another thing that I want to say is it is so frustrating when a boy, a man, a guy comes between a friendship. I've had it happen to me quite recently, actually. I had some friends that were not currently friends, but I can very proudly and happily say that we are cordial and that genuinely blesses my heart. But I reached out because we hadn't talked in a very long time, and I honestly couldn't really remember everything. And without getting into all of the details, because it's really no one's business, but it was over a guy, and that's so stupid. All of us are so, you know, we're so moved on and happy where we are, and it's so foolish. And so, and I don't say to the girl that wrote in, I really hope that you don't think that I'm saying like, oh, you're a fool. I'm saying like, no, these are things that all of us are tempted with at some point of another in, you know, the end of high school, college, or 20s, 30s. And it can be easy to be like, to start coveting a relationship. Like sometimes you might not even have interest in that guy. You just might be coveting what that friend has. And it's so easy to allow that to come in between us and that as friends. And that's just simply not healthy. If you find yourself like catching the feels for someone that your friend is interested in, that now becomes your responsibility to work through that. And you have to do what you have to do to detach, to move on emotionally. And you know, this is where this starts to get like kind of awkward and kind of messy, but that might even mean coming clean to your friend and just being like, yo, I'm dealing, maybe not all the details, like, yo, I was thinking about him high-fiving me the other day. Did I mention that we were high-fiving at the altar when we got married? Like, no, it might not mean all that, but it might mean like saying to your friend, like, hey, I'm dealing with some personal stuff and I need some space. It has nothing to do with you, but I'm dealing with some stuff. And if you're saying to yourself, like, no, I don't want to do that because I don't want to lose my friend and I don't want to not be around this guy, then either snap out of it, which it's not easy to just snap out of catching feels for someone. So either snap out of it or do the hard work. It is what it is. You know, I mean, this is obviously a different level of things, but like, so I'm married, I'm happily married. And I just, man, bruh, if one of my friends was like finding herself feeling some type of way about the husband that I have, she needs to, which let me just give a disclaimer. I don't see that happening because I know my friends, but I also want to be transparent, not that I'm trying to allow myself to go there, but I am trying to be vulnerable and connect with your story and not act like, oh, my friends and I are above awkward messiness. Like, we're not. But if that happened with one of my friends, like, bruh, I don't need details, but if something's going on in your life that could cause you to not be able to be supportive of your friend, the people that you care about, you need to let them know that you are going through some things and that you need to step away from the friendship for a little while. I've actually had that happen to me for a totally other reason, something not guy related, and it hurt so bad. But I promise you, like, when that friend and I reconnected later, it wasn't the same. Like, it didn't turn into like some best friendship, but when we reconnected later on, it was beautiful. It was different. It was odd, but it was beautiful because it was what it was. You know, she was going through some personal stuff and she was just like, hey, I just kind of need some time to just work on myself and just do some stuff. And again, like, I'm not going to tell all her business, but, you know, if that's what you got to do because you're finding yourself catching the feels for someone that your friend is interested in, or if they're in a very healthy, beautiful relationship and you're finding yourself not wanting to be supportive because you're jealous that they're not spending as much time with you, or because you're jealous because you don't have a healthy relationship and they do, that's not their fault. That's not their responsibility. That's not on them. That sounds like some fundamental, foundational things that you and Jesus got to work through, eh? And you got to be able to say, okay, I got to step away because something about this relationship, this friendship, this connection is tempting me to revert to thoughts and actions that are not healthy, that are not helpful, that are not responsible. So I got to step away and figure out what kind of work I need to do so that I can be the best version of myself. But I know that it's hard to feel like you might be losing a friend, but don't think of it as you're losing a friend. Think of it as you are honoring this person and their life, and you know that because of your thoughts and actions right now, you're not able to support them the way that they need to be supported. So in a way of honoring them, you are stepping away and taking some time to work on you. You know, and you don't have to, a lot of times when we talk about, you know, these types of conversations on the podcast, and I know we haven't talked about them in a while, but, you know, I always like to tell them, like, look, this doesn't have to be some 16 paragraph text message. It doesn't have to be a letter, a handwritten letter in feather. It doesn't have to be dressed up in a ball gown and deliver this to their front porch. You know, I recommend this kind of stuff on the phone or in person, FaceTime, as close as you can get to in person. I mean, you know, COVID, I recommend FaceTime right now so that you don't have to wear a mask, but, yeah, just in person, just or FaceTime, just be like, hey, I'm gonna be honest, I'm going through some stuff. This has nothing to do with you, but I've been praying about it and I just need to not be hanging out as much and texting as much and stuff like that. Like, I really just need to work on some stuff with my relationship with God. Because let's be honest, if you are genuinely having a difficult time with having romantic feelings for someone who's in a relationship and someone who's in a relationship with your friend, and you're struggling with wanting to support them because you would rather be in a relationship with them, that is a personal issue. That's something with your relationship with God. That's a contentment issue. It could be a lustful issue, a greed issue. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know what the root is. But it sounds like some conversations with a mentor could be helpful, conversations with a pastor, with a counselor, a therapist, some kind of way of working on some foundational things with you And if this is a really close and dear friend and they continue to push and push on, well, what is it? Why can't you tell me what's going on? You'll have to gauge and pray if it seems healthy to mention what it actually is, you know, if it seems reasonable to tell them what's going on. And again, even there, it doesn't have to be sentences, like long sentences. It can just be, you know what, I'm struggling with jealousy when it comes to you having a relationship with so-and-so. That's a true sentence. It's not every tiny detail. Because again, this is not you working through issues with them. This is not about them. But it's honest. It's truthful. And the prayer is that the beauty of the friendship and the maturity of each of you will carry you to a place where you can step away, you can seek your healing, and you can support them the best way by stepping back and allowing them to experience joy that they deserve. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Jamie Grace podcast. You can hit me up on Insta, Twitter, Patreon at Jamie Grace H. I enjoy talking to you guys, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Chat soon. What does chat soon mean? Okay. Okay, bye. Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a quick moment to share with you some info about one of my favorite sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast. Y'all, when quarantine first started, I was not very interested in this whole online counseling thing because it made me really anxious. And as someone that has anxiety, I had to figure something out because a lot of things make me anxious. Eventually, I gave it a try, and I have to say that it's been very beneficial for me. So I want you guys, if you need to check out Faithful Counseling. Whether you have an anxiety diagnosis or you are dealing with the everyday frustrations of life, I can promise you that you will find it beneficial to talk to a counselor through Faithful Counseling. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace to learn more about the very affordable counseling that they have and the four different ways you can communicate with a clinical therapist. And if you'd like, they can incorporate some faith-based things as well into your counseling. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. That's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace.